StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Welcome to this month in German, Swiss, and Austrian startups, May 2025. Welcome to our regular startup news from the German-speaking tech and entrepreneurship scenes in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Our startup news is recorded with Chris. Hey, how you doing, man?
Yeah, happy Memorial Day. Summer is kicking off, not weather-wise yet, but otherwise, everyone here in New York is very ready.
As we said, you are in New York. I'm joining from Frankfurt. Today's news cut is the 23rd of May due to our travels. As always, all news not yet included will be included in our next news wrap-up, published before Independence Day for our American audience, July 3rd. The next news wrap-up after this will be after the summer break on September 1st with the wrap-up of everything that was going on in July and August. We needed to cut our news seriously again, so we have a brief news overview here for you. We'll have news pieces on our blog that we did not cover, otherwise the news would stretch way too long. This time we went through almost 400 pieces for new. A little disclaimer here, I got up this morning, I was so tired, mostly due to travel, that I was not forming complete sentences in my mother tongue. Now it's past 9 p.m., 21 o'clock, and we're just recording this, so please cut me some slack here, okay? Let's go into our highlights. May 2025 delivered another high-octane month in the German, Swiss, and Austrian startup ecosystem with breakthrough funding rounds, transformational M&A activities, and new unicorns reshaping the European innovation landscape. Berlin-based Parloa reached unicorn status after securing 120 million in Series C funding, cementing its position as leader in agentic AI-powered customer service, meaning AI agents for customer service. This is the second unicorn coined in Germany in 2025. Meanwhile, Munich's Quantum Systems raised 160 million euros to expand its AI drone platform, pushing closer to aerial intelligence dominance in Europe. In another major shakeup of the mobility tech sector, US-based ride-hailing app Lyft acquired FreeNow for 175 million euros, signaling aggressive ride-hailing expansion in Germany, France, and Spain. On the legal front, CureVac scored a partial victory in its high-profile mRNA battle with BioNTech, a development that could redefine biotech IP strategy across the European Union. Talking about the European Union here, they made headlines with a 1.3 billion euro investment push into generative AI and cybersecurity infrastructure, and the European Investment Bank, EIB, committed a staggering 70 billion, yes, billion would be, push in fresh startup capital through 2027, both moves to close the transatlantic funding gap. On the home front, Austria launched a 1 billion fund of fund to boost domestic venture capital deployment, and Germany posted a modest GDP growth and an uptick in the IFO Business Climate Index, signaling cautious economic recovery. Across sectors, standout moments including Climeworks workforce cut amid climate tech recalibration, new unicorns like Vivid and ESA Aerospace, and major acquisition from Knosis, 15 million Web3 buyout in Asia to fiscally consolidating play in Germany's fiscal tech to promote strategic sale in the digital navigation space. Startup Radio continues to deliver exclusive startup news, founder stories, and VC insights from the DACH region, making this the number one startup podcast for decision makers in the European tech and innovation ecosystem. On a little bit more informal note, the day of publication is celebrated as a session of Christ on May 29th, 2025. It's also Father's Day here in Germany, so happy Father's Day to all fathers out there. Chris likes it. If you travel to Germany or do business, we still have some upcoming holidays, Corpus Christi on June 19th, so you should not expect most people to be back at the following Friday, and there is also a Monday off, Whit Monday on June 6th. So plan accordingly. Give us feedback. Let us know who you are and what you do. Give us feedback on what we do and what we could do better. Happy to hear from each and every one of you guys. Down here, there's a link to Google Forms. We are also introducing the Founders Vault. We're thrilled to introduce the Founders Vault, a brand new premium series from Startup Radio, soon live on Substack and or YouTube. This curated format gives you insider access to deep dive conversations with exceptional startup founders across Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, from stealth stage visionaries to Series A rocket ships. Each brief episode reveals raw lessons, pivotal founder decisions, and behind-the-scenes strategies that really make it into the public. If you want actionable insights, VC-ready storytelling, and the authentic voice of the DACH innovation, this is a must listen. We link down here the Substack and our YouTube channel. This series is part of Entrepreneurial Worlds, where premium listeners and subscribers get early access, exclusive drops, and full founder breakdowns you won't find anywhere else. As I said, audio and video will go live on May 29th. Now, a short message from our enablers, and then I'll hand over to Chris to the top news.
Okay, to kick us off with the top news of this month, let's start with good news coming from Parloa. It's a Berlin-based company that became Germany's second unicorn of 2025. They ascended to the unicorn status following a $120 million Series C funding round led by Durable Capital Partners, Altimeter Capital, and General Catalyst. The company specializes in agentic AI for customer service, offering an AI management platform for enterprise contact centers. They are enabling the deployment of autonomous AI agents, which they claim are capable of handling complex customer interaction across various channels, including phone, chat, and messaging apps. This funding round now underscores the growing demand, obviously, for AI native enterprise tools, since it's the big trend everywhere. And Parloa seems to be well positioned to be a leader in that transformation of customer service. Lyft, the Uber competitor, acquires Freenow for €175 million. Strategic move to broaden the global footprint of the company that I think has always been a bit in the shadow of Uber. And Freenow is a European ride-hailing platform. €175 million is the buying price. I already said that. It marks Lyft's first major expansion outside North America, granting them access to over 150 cities across 9 European countries, including places like London, Paris, and Berlin. Freenow was originally a joint venture between BMW and Mercedes-Benz that had written a lot of headlines in the German market because the luxury car brand competitors were actually worked together on the future of mobility. They have a strong presence in the traditional taxi sector in those countries and make 90% of their bookings there. So we will see how Freenow's integration actually enhances Lyft's competitiveness against Uber and maybe Bolt in the European market. It's an interesting development, I guess. Quantum Systems in Munich has raised €160 million in funding to advance their AI-powered drone technology. The investment round was led by Balderton Capital with participation from Airbus Defense and Space and other strategic partners, and it aims at scaling the company's production capabilities and expand its international presence. Quantum Systems is, in general, a company that specializes in developing dual-use unmanned aerial systems that also claims to integrate AI, edge computing, and autonomous flight capabilities for applications in defense, infrastructure monitoring, environmental surveillance, etc. So, and with that money, if Quantum Systems becomes a key player in that growing market, we will see where that goes from Bavaria into the world. CureVac, it's a company based in Tübingen in Baden-Württemberg, a pharmaceutical company, has reported a partial victory in its ongoing patent litigation against BioNTech concerning the mRNA technology that is being used in COVID-19 vaccines. The European Patent Office has upheld certain claims of CureVac patents, potentially impacting the intellectual property landscape for mRNA-based therapeutics in Europe, which will also be important because mRNA vaccines and medicine will also be used in the fight against cancer. So legal proceedings here might still continue, but the development signifies a noteworthy moment in the protection and commercialization of biotech innovation within the DACH region. And then we have Manager Magazin honoring the top 100 women in German business. Manager Magazin being the biggest monthly business magazine in Germany. And together with the Boston Consulting Group, they have released their annual list of the 100 most influential women in German business, celebrating leaders across various industries. Prima Inter Pares has been named Renate Wagner. She's a board member of Allianz Insurance for her exemplary leadership and impact. So, I think it's good that we talk about recognizing the importance of diversity and inclusion in German business, since all the DEI discussion actually seems to be a bit more on the taking a step back. That's it with the top news. Time for some housekeeping and bragging, and I give it back to you.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris. I have three articles here because nobody will tell this about us, so we tell it ourselves. At one point, I was just getting a daily email with all the podcast charts achievements of StartupRate.io, and I was wondering, nobody talks about that, so let's write about that. At the time, we were in over 20 countries in the podcast charts, including, of course, Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. But also, I just checked at the day of the recording of this year on the 25th of May, we are in 23 countries in the podcast charts. Also, we got ranked pretty good in the top 50 globally across multiple podcast categories, including business news and technology by Million Podcasts. We have the link down here. Plus, we are also in the top 50 management podcasts, top 50 business news, and top 100 technology news podcasts on Good Pods, in addition to our podcast rankings. And the influential newsletter podcast today had us ranked as number one. Awesome. Chris, you want to do the ecosystem for Germany, and I do a little bit high-level flying here, right? Let's talk ecosystem, guys. Europe. The European Investment Bank launches 70 billion startup funding initiative. They announced a new initiative to provide 70 billion in startup funding by 2027. This move aims to bridge Europe's investment gap with the United States. Source is Silicon Canals. The EU also will invest 1.3 billion in generative AI and cybersecurity projects. And news a little bit between both, German companies are unprepared for EU Data Act is a statement by Bitkom, the trade association. They had a survey that reveals that many German companies are unprepared for EU Data Act, which will come into force, on September 12th. 2025. The act regulates access to user-generated data, aiming to boost Europe's data economy. We also do have news from Austria. The Austrian government plans 1 billion fund for startups. Austria will launch a 1 billion fund of funds to stipulate VC investments and support innovation-led startups and spin-offs. The public-private initiative is expected to bolster Austria's competitiveness. Chris, I hand it over to you.
Yeah. And when we're looking at the German ecosystem this month, I think it's really an interesting and rather complex impression that we're getting, because we are always talking here about the IFO Business Climate Index, which is a poll among German companies about how they are thinking that business is going to develop. Right now, obviously, everything is very heavily influenced by what's going on with the American tariffs and with President Trump. But we see that the German IFO Business Climate Index actually increased in April, in May, from 86.9 to 87.5 points, signaling a cautious rebound, one could say, in the economic sentiment. It's actually one of, and it's actually an improvement, the fourth or fifth improvement in a row. So that is very interesting. Nevertheless, we also, and that is like the contradictory information about it, we also get numbers that the German economy might have grown by 0.4% in the first quarter, twice the initial estimate. But we also had the a consultant group of the German government called the Wirtschaftsweisen, so like the, how do you say this, the saviors of the economy,
the Council of Economic Wise Men, maybe a literal translation,
yeah, of economic wise men, yeah, the economic savants. Which also include women, fortunately. So they actually said that their expectation for 2025 is actually 0.0%. So it's complete stagnation, which caused rather troublesome coverage in Germany. And last but not least, from the ecosystem, the D-Hub report, startup Gründerin Ostdeutsch, meaning startup founder, female founder, East German, indicates that female founders in Eastern Germany face dual disadvantages. They face structural weaknesses in accessing venture capital and a general gender investment gap, but they are more successful in Eastern Germany. So, that I think was an interesting report for us to look into if you want to get a more in-depth perspective on startups in those five German states. Moving on to general news, tech news, company news, and our section about VC news and new funds, in case any one of you is looking for money. As always, a reminder, this is only a small selection, but let me rattle off some of the new funds that we were learning about the last month. Berlin-based VC firm Luna Ventures has launched its second fund, raising 50 million euros to invest in pre-seed deep tech startups, a fund aiming to support technical founders solving essential problems with their headquarters in Berlin. Adam Street Partners raised 270 million euros for a new fund targeting next generation healthcare and tech companies across Europe, from early stage to growth investments. Their headquarters in Chicago. Bosch Ventures, Bosch the automotive supplier that is also in household items, has committed 270 million euros to American deep tech startups, including AI and quantum computing firms, to enhance global innovation access. They are based in Stuttgart. Inside Partners showcased its 2025 German portfolio, including B2B software as a service, e-commerce, and fintech startups, backed by its scale-up expertise by Deutsche Startups. And Final Frontier launches a new AI-powered defense tech fund backed by former NATO Secretary Anders Fogh Rasmussen. The fund focuses on dual-use AI innovations in aerospace security and national defense. That's it for the VC news. Green tech news. Swiss carbon capture company Climeworks is cutting over 10% of its workforce due to underperformance at its direct air capture plants. They have a flagship mammoth plant in Iceland, which just captured 750 tons of CO carbon dioxide versus a 36,000 ton target. So it's a bit troubling. And I mean, it's an always ongoing discussion in the climate field, whether technological advances in the field
whether technological advances in the field will be able to keep up with the speed in which we are destroying the Earth. And in terms of AI news, we were already talking about Parloa being a unicorn. Biotech news, we already talked about CureVac, but that brings us to fintech news. And there you have some more stuff going on.
Yes, we already talked about in our April news that they have been trading disruptions. BaFin, the German financial watchdog, warns banks and brokers after April trading disruption. Germany's financial regulator, BaFin, has issued warnings to banks and brokers following significant trading disruptions in April. The regulator emphasized the need for robust systems to ensure market stability and protect investors. Trade Republic also faces criticism over customer service issues. They are under scrutiny due to customer complaints about prolonged account issues and inadequate support. One user reported being locked out of their account for 7 weeks without resolution. 7 weeks is quite long. And our never-ending story, Wirecard scandal. Right now, Commerzbank and EY clash over the Wirecard scandal. They're in a legal dispute, and the bank, Commerzbank, seeks compensation for damages incurred due to EY's alleged audit failures. Vivid, a new bank, they receive a MiCA license to expand regulated crypto services in the EU. They're based in Berlin, and they get a MiCA, Markets and Crypto Assets license, allowing it to offer fully regulated crypto products in Germany, France, and beyond from July 2025 on. Let's go a little bit into the general news. Vodokopter delays passenger flights due to certification issue. Fimpreneur highlights importance of migrant founders in Germany. And Jetsy completes first commercial drone delivery in Germany. A Swiss drone logistics startup, they have concluded Germany's first approved commercial drone delivery. Go Student, you remember the Austrian unicorn, that was EdTech, which was pretty good, pretty big in online tutoring and still is. They now also launch an offline franchise model. Aurora Tech and Spire Global launch a satellite constellation for wildfire monitoring, and how to pronounce this? MSFIN recovers 5 million in losses from illegal online gambling. The Vienna-based startup MNS Prozessfinanzierung, MSFIN, has developed a unique business model specializing in reclaiming losses from illegal online gambling. In Austria, where gambling is a state monopoly, many international providers operate without valid licenses. MSFIN assists players in legal recovering their losses from such platforms. And then we do have 10 unicorns to watch in 2025. Vivid, we just talked about them. ESA Aerospace, we talked a lot about them in the future. The Exploration Company. Billy, where we do have an interview with one of the founders. Moonfair, we talked about them. H2 Mobility, hydrogen fueling infrastructure, and Finn, the car subscription service, where we also do have an interview. The BUWOG commissions Gropius for a major Berlin housing project. The development will feature 158 residential units across 9 buildings. And the Women's Startup Award 2025 empowers female founders in Bavaria. It's by Unternehmertum. The Startup Award offers mentorships, exposure, and €1,000 in prize money to promising female tech entrepreneurs. Winners also receive access to a major conference like Slush and DLD. Chris, usually you are a good news guy, but you want to take on the bad news today as well?
Yes, let's do it. So let's talk about the creative destruction part of our podcast today. So what probably didn't go so well in the last couple of weeks in the German, Swiss and Austrian entrepreneurship world. We, for example, saw that German biotech firm Medigene has filed for insolvency following failed partnerships and drying capital. basically a decision that underscores the ongoing turbulence in the European biotech funding landscape. Same goes for the health tech startup Doctorly, which was once hailed as the future of digital patient management. They have filed for insolvency amid financial pressures and slow adoption in the German healthcare system. I guess in general, a market that is very slow and not very great at adapting change. German battery innovator Custom Cells, known for supplying electric aviation projects, has filed for insolvency amid financial pressures in the sector. They were based in a more rural part of the country, in Itzehoe in Germany. And Hamburg-based Goya with double A, a platform for creative professionals, is ceasing operations due to a lack of sustainable growth in a tough macro environment. But let's end on a high note, or on several high notes, as always. Here are a couple of successful fundraisings and exits. As always, this is just a small selection, showing how resilient the market and the startup scene still is. We included several selected fundraisings above 10 million euros, Swiss francs, or US dollars. Let's go. Swiss startup Repronovo has secured $65 million in a Series A funding to advance their reproductive medicine platform into phase two clinical trials. They are, for example, working in fertility care through data-driven treatment personalization. Haya Therapeutics, also in Switzerland, based in Lausanne, is a biotech company that also secured $65 million. Dollars in a Series A to expand their pipeline of non-coding RNA-based therapies for cardiac fibrosis. They want to tackle medical needs in the cardiovascular care. Dalma, a French-German pet insurance and wellness platform. I don't know if it's wellness for the pet owners or for the pets, but they have secured 20 million euros in funding to expand their tech stack and the European presence, tapping into the growing pet care economy with AI-enhanced services. So all the words there too, dogs, AI, wellness, it's all there. Munich-based Remberg secured 15 million euros in a Series A plus funding to expand its AI-powered maintenance and asset operations software across Europe. Berlin's Seven Learnings secured 10 million euros to expand their AI-powered dynamic pricing solution to US retailers. And on March 25th, German tech startup Nect, N-E-C-T, secured 2.5 million euros from Round 2 Capital. The revenue-based financing model allows Nect to drive their market expansion while retaining control over business shares. So they have 12 million active users of their wallet and want to now further expand its market leadership in Europe, scale its business model internationally. They are based in Hamburg, and usually we would not have included that in our coverage here, but Nect has been a guest on our in our startup world in the past, so we have a link for you about their businesses where we talk with them in depth about their business. Moving on to mergers and acquisitions.
Fiscally acquires Deutsche Fiscal GmbH. Austrian fiscal compliance provider Fiscally has acquired Deutsche Fiscal GmbH to expand its footprint across Germany and centralize its market positions in cloud-based fiscal receipt services. We have an interview upcoming with them, also talking about the merger. Gnosis acquires HQ XYZ for 50 million Web3 infrastructure play. Gnosis has acquired Asian crypto platform, as I said, for 50 million to fuel its international expansion and strengthen its multi-chain transaction system. Komoot, acquired by Italian firm, the Potsdam-based outdoor navigation app Komoot, K-O-M-O-O-T, has been acquired by an Italian strategic investor. WellHub acquires Urban Sports Club to expand corporate wellness in Europe. Centric Software acquires ContentServe for whopping 220 million euros. And finally, OneDoc acquires Competitor to expand medical appointment platform. Swiss medical appointment platform OneDoc has acquired a competitor to enhance its services and expand its user base. The move aims to streamline healthcare access for patients across Switzerland. Chris, you want to do a little bit useless knowledge to close up our monthly wrap-up?
Always. So this time around, we found a delightful nod to nostalgia because the players of Bayern Munich recreated an iconic childhood photo of club legend Thomas Müller, a player whose career with Bayern Munich draws to a close. And so his teammates paid tribute by emulating a photo of young Müller in his bedroom, adorned with FC Bayern memorabilia. And we just thought it looked cute. It was like a heartfelt gesture. And Thomas Müller, probably the biggest German soccer player of the past two or three decades. And that picture really showed his dedication to the club, and fans worldwide loved it. That's a wrap.
Yeah, that's a month wrap. We will be back on July 3rd and then September 1st to wrap up the summer. And then we stick to our monthly news schedule until the last news drop, likely on December 18th and our fintech review on December 23rd. Stay ahead of the curve, guys. We are looking for your feedback as always. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Happy summer.
Happy summer. Bye, guys.
Early summer. Bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.